You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm getting a kick out of this. I just went to Antonio Brown's Pro Football Reference page, and it lists your name, your official name, and then your nicknames. And it's it says, Antonio Brown, position wide receiver, throws left, 5'10", 185, Central Michigan, Norland High School. Nicknames next to his name. AB, comma, Mr. Big Chest, comma, MBC, or Ronald Ocean. I don't know why that strikes me so funny, but he's got to be the only dude with four nicknames on his Pro Football Reference page. I'm just dying just seeing the words Ronald Ocean put down there seriously on like a stat page that people will reference forever. Oh my gosh. He's the best Steelers receiver ever. You know, I'll listen to your arguments. It's not ever changing my opinion. He had a five-year window, 13 through 18, where he was the best in the game, I think. Definitely the best in franchise history.
He was, for those 5 years, the best in the game. He is the most talented wide receiver in franchise history. I'm always going to be left wondering what could have been. What could have been? Because if he had remained at his peak, which I think he could have had he not lost his mind for a while there, I think there was more to come.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. He caught the most touchdowns he ever caught the last year he played here in Pittsburgh, which was 15. I think he's a Hall of Famer. It's going to be interesting to see because of what his numbers merit that he is. But the way that people vote, the way that people look at it, how much they factor in the off-the-field stuff and how much they hold that against them. But these people that are saying, well, Hines Ward, there isn't one moment in his life where Hines Ward was ever the best in his position in the game. Not for one millisecond was he. And Antonio Brown, go ahead.
I'll say this. I'll take Hines Ward, the complete and total package of a football player, if it means he's not going to walk out on his team in week 17.
I'm just talking about what happens on Sunday between 1 and 4 o'clock. You know, like,
and if it was only about what happens on Sundays for those 3 hours, I'd be with you, Colin. I'd even be with you on the Hall of Fame thing. But in Hall of Fame, I think there's numbers that you can make an argument for because, like you said, he was his best at his he was the best at his position for that 5 year run. But aside from the Hall of Fame discussion, I think with him, there's so much of the off field stuff that came with it. That it did detract from the fact that you didn't know how. If you can't count on a guy to show up, how can you count on him to show out when he does show up?
Okay, you say you couldn't count on him to show up. In 2013, he played 16 games. In 2014, he played 16. In 2015, he played 16. In 2016, he played 15. In 2017, he played 14. In 2018, he played 15. So we're not talking about a guy who missed a game here and there. Look, I'm not at all excusing that he walked out on his teammates one time. This is a guy, though, that showed up and killed people when he did. Killed them. Like, people always say, oh, what did he ever win? The defense gave up 45 points against Jacksonville. He caught 2 touchdowns against Jacksonville. His ass showed up in the playoffs.
Yeah, he had nothing to do with the loss of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm not going to make that argument. That's for sure. And it wasn't just week 17. It was that Cincinnati week when he went AWOL. It was earlier that year. The 2018 season is a microcosm of Antonio Brown and his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is, my God, he caught 15 touchdown passes and could take over a game at a moment's notice. But it was also, he could lose his mind at a moment's notice, and you were never going to be able to count on him mentally to show up other than for those 3 hours on Sunday when you, yeah, I get it, that's what's most important, but that flakiness, that inability to be fully invested constantly the other 6 days of the week, that's what's always going to leave me wondering, what else was there?
I've never lived in a world where I'd want Hines Ward on my football team before I'd want Antonio Brown on my football team. I've never lived in that world.
I'd want Hines Ward's mentality over Antonio Brown's mentality.
You don't pick a mentality, you pick a player. I've never lived in a world where I want, and we can have different opinions, that's fine.
Yeah.
Hines Ward, when people talk about Hines Ward's mentality all the time, that's great. Hines Ward also hung around for next year and caught passes for -1 yards to reach a personal goal. I think we forget about that in this town a little bit.
AB also had his 5-catch-a-game streak going for a while, too.
I'm not saying he didn't, but Hines Ward is absolved for that.
No, I think it's foolish to look at Hines Ward and pretend like he's the most talented wide receiver in Steelers history. He was an accumulator at the end. No doubt. He hung on in order to get those numbers. I'm not going to argue that for a second. But I don't know if you ever had to worry about whether Hines Ward was going to show up for practice and help his teammates get ready for a game on Sunday afternoon, even if he wasn't going to be at his best for those 3 hours on that Sunday, and AB was going to be at his best for those 3 hours on that Sunday, aside from the tantrums that would be, you know, the helmet throwing on the sidelines and things like that. AB's clearly more talented. I can't argue that.
All right, so how much should it be a factor with the Hall of Fame? Let's say that you resigned that AB's numbers are Hall of Fame worthy, and you're a Hall of Fame voter. Should you look that he's – and there's no denying this. He's also a wacko. Mm-hmm. And I texted him yesterday. He didn't get back to me. I thought that he would, and I just wanted to see if he wanted to come on. He just didn't get back to me at all, which was interesting. So we'll see if we can run him down. But AB being a wacko off the field, does that factor in when you look down at your Hall of Fame vote and you say, should I vote for this guy or not? Human nature tells me you can't separate yourself, but you should.
I'm going to sit here and tell you that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. So it's hard for me to argue that Antonio Brown shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. And as ridiculous as Halls of Fame are now, they're Halls of Very Good in many cases, this is still a conversation worth having. Because I think Antonio Brown's greatness, it was, for lack of a better way to put it, it was almost too condensed. Like, if Antonio Brown remains very good for another 5 years beyond what his career ends up ending at, which looks like it's going to end in 2019 with one game played for the New England Patriots, if he remains very good for another 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, he's a no-doubt slam dunk Hall of Famer. But because of – here's the problem. His craziness off the field is what drove him out of the game and precluded him from putting up even bigger numbers and reinforcing the fact that he was a Hall of Famer, ring or not.
Yeah, I think he is. I think it's undeniable he's the greatest Steelers receiver. And I think it's just a matter of longevity. Did he do it great enough for long enough? Because – you know, you look at the 129 catches in 14. You look at the 136 catches in 15. He caught 1,700 yards worth of balls in the 1 year. He caught 15.5 another year. He caught 15 touchdowns in his last year that he played with the Steelers. It's a Hall of Fame 7-year snippet that he had. It really is in terms of what he did. It's just a matter of, will people that are voting look at that as long enough? I mean, it's almost like Gale Sayers kind of stuff for different reasons.
Or Barry Sanders-like, maybe, which would be an argument for putting AB in the Hall of Fame, right? Maybe even a Calvin Johnson-type comp is in there, too. A guy who never won a ring but was the best at his position for multiple years in a row. And their numbers career-wise, when you look at receiving yards, are pretty close to each other. But then you look at the other guys around them, you know, Musin Muhammad, Rod Smith, Keenan McCardell, Chad Johnson, Joey Galloway. Are those guys Hall of Famers? No.
Well, Torrey Holt.
You arrive at a bunch of guys who – you look at it and say, in those cases, no, well, they're not Hall of Famers. And maybe in Torrey Holt's case, he gets a little more consideration because he was a part of a team that really stood out for some time. But no, he's not a Hall. Those aren't Hall of Famers. And he's midst of all those guys numbers-wise.
Like, I look at Hines Ward. People are clamoring for him to get in the Hall of Fame. I don't think that any one defense ever said, oh my gosh, we got to deal with Hines Ward today. I think a lot of defenses, just about every time you played the Pittsburgh Steelers, said, oh my gosh, we got to deal with Antonio Brown today. You know?
Right. No, you know, look, again, I'm not going to sit here and make the argument that Hines Ward was a more talented wide receiver than Antonio Brown. I don't think that's the case. I think Hines Ward made as much as you could possibly make out of the level of talent that he had because he was, you know, people will talk about his blocking forever and all that kind of stuff. Antonio Brown is the most singularly gifted wide receiver who's ever put on a Steelers jersey. That part I don't think can be argued. It's just what he did with it, or for lack of a better way to put it, what he didn't do with it because he lost his mind at the end.
I just have a hard time thinking that guys like Terrell Davis were better football players than Antonio Brown. His is predicated solely on team success, I think.
Terrell Davis?
Broncos, yes.
Yeah, you could look, and I don't know if Terrell Davis is a Hall of Famer either. I mean, that's a separate argument, but because again, we're talking about a guy who did he have the longevity necessary?
No.
I don't know. I don't.
But
think
his
so.
Team did. His team won when he was there.
Yes. If you want to make the argument that if Antonio Brown has a pair of Super Bowl rings, he's a Hall of Famer, you could get away with making that argument. And that's all tied into team success, and that doesn't make any sense when we're talking about an individual accolade like the Hall of Fame. But unfortunately, that's the way human brains work, including mine.
It's a great discussion, though. It really is, because there's no hard and fast answer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.